Little Christmases, Short Stories for the Holidays by L. Phillips Carlson. Cook dinner? Forget it. I ordered pizza. All day long I'd struggled with last-minute Christmas errands, and in the process wrapped myself into a very bad mood. I'd languished in long lines at the post office, burdened with armloads of packages. I'd pushed my way through the too-crowded mall, vainly searching for the right brands, colors, and styles. Everything appeared so fake, from gaudy window displays of toothy elves to tarnished garlands of red and green. My Christmas spirit died bit by bit as choruses of bah humbug seemed to come from every corner. The pizza came. As I stuffed a cold, soggy piece in my mouth, I glanced at my Christmas tree. I'd bought it only 2 days ago, but the branches were already beginning to droop. That figures. Suddenly, something wiggled deep in the branches. What now, I wondered. Who knew what might have crawled into it at the tree lot? Peering closer, I saw a tiny figure opening and closing its wings like a butterfly. I rubbed my eyes and tried to focus more clearly. It looked like a very small angel, dressed in gleaming white with soft, feathery wings. She performed a quick pirouette and sat down on a nearby satin ball ornament. Her sweet face glowed in the light of a blinking bulb. Then she looked right at me. "You're missing them," she said. "Huh?" I felt my mouth fall open. "I said you're missing them." I shook my head. "Missing what?" "All the little Christmases," she said, fluffing her wings. "You had two today." I frowned. "I don't understand." "They're the nice little things that happen to you every day," the angel said, adjusting her halo. "Little Christmases." "Nothing nice happened to me today," I said, a bit too crossly. The angel stopped preening and put on a serene smile. "Oh, you're quite wrong.